Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power, and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We have the whole crew in the house. Brian is oozing enthusiasm for this episode.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah.
Enthusiasm.
I love
drip,
it.
Drip.
We don't even enthusiasm. Actually know what the episode is. You guys know
enthusiasms.
It.
Yeah.
That's
what's
right.
That from?
Enthusiasm.
What's that from?
Come on. Do it. You can do it.
Got it.
That's
be.
De Niro.
Scott,
it's De Niro,
you're a big
right?
gangster film of this. You love this gangster film.
The Untouchables?
Untouchables, yes. Yeah. It's De Niro doing
he's,
that, right?
He's giving the speech. Enthusiasm. He's walking around the bat. Enthusiasms.
Yes.
Enthusiasms.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. That would have eaten me alive.
Yeah.
I know.
I couldn't have thought of that. It would have been in my brain for a while.
That's Nick you're hearing right now.
Hey!
He's pretty much pulling Nick before he gets a chance to
brain
pull
Nick. Brain farting early, buddy.
Right out of the gate.
Scotty, Dr. Scott.
Hey. Greetings and salutations. How are you, my friend?
Good stuff. I'm a fantastic. I am fantastic. And Kelly in the corner.
Yes, you guys put me here.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah. Well, we should switch it up, right? Do you guys like to rearrange your bedrooms and stuff when you were younger?
No. Once in a while.
I did.
No.
I did it all the time.
I always enjoyed it. It was like a whole new bedroom. And that first day you come home from school and you forgot you did it.
Yeah.
It's like such a brand new surprise.
Yeah.
Stub your toe in the bed corner.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't used to be there.
All right, we got a fun episode. It's an all play. It's our favorite kind.
All right.
We've had a wonderful listener response to the all plays. We have several in queue, so we're going to get a handful of these going. But this one was written by my wife, Miss Sarah. And
you're married.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, listeners,
hi, I'm Andy.
Listeners, blame Sarah if you don't like this episode.
If you don't like it. And we don't actually even know what it is. You, of course, see the show title. But we have not revealed the episode just yet, but she was pretty excited for us to do it. So,
hi, Sarah.
She knows us all pretty well. That's right. So before we get to that, we have a question, and this is a listener-submitted question. Came to our email from Eric P. He wants to know if we could be a guest on any other podcast, which one would we choose?
I'll go first because good. I love Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Knew that was going to be your answer.
Because Conan is my level of silly. Like, I really like his comedy, but he is such a good interviewer. Like, you learn a lot about, you know, celebrities and everyone that's on there. Mm-hmm. So it's like this good mix of education and just ridiculous.
You're right. He's slapstick and intellectual at the same time.
Yeah. He's very smart. So.
Oh, yeah. He's got a huge head.
Harvard grad.
Yeah, he's got a huge head of hair and a huge head. Yeah. He went to Harvard.
He owns it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does own it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's like this perfect blend. So it's just kind of right up my alley. I really like it. Yeah.
Same answer.
Oh,
Conan
really?
For sure. I love Conan.
Have you guys seen his Hot Ones?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he's fun.
Out of control.
He's fantastic. I love Conan.
But then I really do. He talks on his podcast about the after effects of him being so reckless on Hot Ones.
You ever seen his traveled ones where he's traveling different countries?
Oh, yeah. Highly recommend. It's a video.
Highly
recommend it.
Yeah.
That flowy bobbing hair that he bounces.
Just him going to different cultures and learning them about him, and it's great.
Kelly, you run through some podcasts, don't you?
A few here and there. I think the most interesting one I think I'd want to be on is Mike Rose, The Way I Heard It.
That's a good one.
These great stories about, he'll tell you the whole story, and at the end, you'll find out who the person is, or just general stories.
Okay.
He's a great storyteller, very smart dude.
It's like Brian's Who Am I episode, right? You get a little kind of lead up to it.
Yeah.
And a reveal.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Nick, you are a podcaster.
I am a podcaster, and that's why it's actually getting difficult. Like, for financial reasons, I'd say Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Because I just put the Ultimate Trivia Podcast on the map. We now have 16 billion listeners.
And because you said Joe
I'm
Rogan.
I'm rich because we were on Joe. Joe Rogan. If you're on Joe Rogan, you're on there for 3 hours, and you're immediately famous.
Yeah, that's true.
He makes you famous.
Yeah.
So that was the first one that came to my head.
Strong number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, after that, like, there's so many podcasts that have to do with aliens and stuff like that. You guys know that I love going down that rabbit hole.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. And then Anthony Jeselnik has one too. So it's tough. It's tough. Like, when I think of a podcast like that I would want to be on, it'd be like somebody that tells these awesome stories because they've had a drug-fueled celebrity life.
Yeah.
And you get to hear that. That'd be great. But yeah. I'll stick with Rogan because it's going to make me rich and famous.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty solid.
And I do like the show a lot.
Brian, do you know Jeselnik had a podcast?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good one.
I love Jeselnik. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I would actually go on to the show that is that inspired this show, which is a Meat Eater podcast, and they do a trivia that that is what I was listening to when we started having this conversation. So yeah, the inspiration of playing trivia, and of course they cover hunting and fishing and conservation and cooking. So those are four of my passions.
Wait a minute, so their fault you guys are in my basement every week?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
You can call Steve Rinella and Spencer Newharth and thank them for that.
I got a bone to pick with them.
Yeah, that's
right. So I got Up in Smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, this NBA podcast.
That's a good one.
Oh, okay.
They're really funny. They tell in-depth behind-the-scenes NBA stories.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
Interesting.
There's a couple of former NFL players. It's called Bussin' with the Boys, and I cannot remember the two, but they are... Well, they're like us. They're just dudes doing dude things. Then they happen to be famous and rich, so they get to do way more fun dude things. But that'd be a cool one to be on, too.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
Anybody listen to New Heights? The Kelsey? I mean, it's, no. Other than Rogan, probably the biggest podcast in the country.
Okay. I see a lot of clips from it. I don't watch it actively. Yeah. But
yeah. Oh, okay.
The highlights.
Well, thank you to Eric for sending that in. We got a TUTP code coming your way, so you can jump on our merch store, get yourself some swag, tell people about us, and keep that train rolling, okay? You can find us at theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com, all the social sites. Check the show notes. It gives you all the directions to our individuals and such, too. Cool? All right. Time has come for us to reveal, I think.
All right. Well, I have an envelope here with intro written on it.
It's a good place to start.
We're going to crack it open. For my fellow band nerds, I will be sight reading this.
I don't know what that
no
means.
Idea. He's using. He's don't reading you, without his glasses.
I mean, I don't sight read books. I can understand
really
that.
Far away.
So.
All right. Oh, I think you guys are going to enjoy this. I read the first sentence without your permission. Tonight or today, this morning, wherever you are. We're diving into one of the most underrated stars of television, The Hangout. Think about it. No matter the show, there's always that place.
Oh. Yes, yes, yes.
The bar where everyone knows your name. The coffee shop with a suspiciously free couch. The diner where the waitress never seems to bring the check. These spots weren't just backgrounds. They were characters in their own right.
I can see all the places.
But you're not going to be able to come up with names.
No, of course not. I never win, though.
So. All right, well, stay with me. I got two more paragraphs. Some shows
a little too much.
Gave us places we'd actually want to hang out.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Friendly pubs, cozy diners, neon-lit cafes. Others gave us spots where, honestly, you'd probably need a tetanus shot before ordering fries. But whether it was milkshakes, bottomless coffee, or beer on tap, TV hangouts became the heartbeat of the shows we love. So... let's belly up to the bar, order something off that endless sitcom menu, and see how well you do know your TV shows with the most iconic hangout.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Very cool. I like it. I think it might be difficult.
It's going to be hard.
Scott's going to win.
A lot of brain whacking.
You got Scotty?
Yeah.
Did Cindy write this?
No,
Sarah did.
Oh, okay.
So it could be Sarah.
I'm ready for Scott.
Yeah.
But Scott's going to win.
Okay. It could be tough.
Okay. I don't know.
All right, ring the bell. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Let's ring some bells. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on TV Hangouts. So cool. And we'll all be your host. It's an all-play, which means we all have two questions. We'll take turns hosting. We'll all play, hence the name. We'll all write our answers on our whiteboard. If we get a point, Nick's going to give it to us. Yes?
Yep.
And if we don't, that's when the fun begins. Who's got question number one?
I do.
Right, Nicholas.
All right, question number one. We're doing TV hangouts. Homer's favorite bar is grimy, dimly lit, and constantly the victim of prank calls from Bart. What's the name of this Springfield dive?
Sorry?
Kelly's capped over there, confident.
I feel confident.
I was never a Simpsons guy. Never have been.
I think I watched it a lot when I was younger, when it first came out.
Is it still? Are they still dropping new ones?
I believe so.
Yeah, they are.
Longest running TV show in...
ever, yeah.
Ever.
Ever, yeah.
And forever.
Over 40 seasons, if I recall.
It's pretty...
Spelling matter here or no?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, I nah. can't imagine, no.
Ever.
No.
I think it should.
You think it should? Well, all right, I'll read one more time. Everybody has an answer, right?
Yep,
sure.
So we're looking for Homer's bar that he goes to in the... Simpson show. So let's reveal Moe's from Andy, from Brian, from Kelly, from Scotty, and myself. We actually, three of us have Moe's Tavern.
Okay.
So we're going to do closest to or not?
No, Moe's is, I'm fine with Moe's.
Okay. All right. As long as everybody's fine with Moe's.
We should have said
it beforehand.
Well, if it's Moe's Bar.
Yeah.
Then we're all just have Moe's.
Bar is a tavern.
Yeah, that's true.
It is Moe's Tavern.
Moe's Tavern.
It is spelled with an E. I had it. You had it, Kelly. I know that.
I did. I just didn't have tavern.
Yeah. So in theory, we had it more right than you did, but we all get it right. That's the important part. We all get it right.
Here we go.
I appreciate you.
Hang on. Let me fix this.
Hey, everybody gets a trophy. I get it.
Yes. One of those nights.
You don't want me to feel bad about myself, do you?
Yeah. All right. Well, Moe's Phone Prank Gags. Is there an IP freely there here?
Nice. Seymour.
That's a good one. Okay. Are based on classic juvenile prank calls that writers remembered pulling as kids. The real-life inspiration may have been Portland's Lutz Tavern, a dive bar near where creator Matt Groening grew up. In the early years, the producer debated whether Moe's would be suicidally depressed or just cranky. The compromise? He's a little bit of both. So,
I think I knew the answer because of the crank calls. Right? Otherwise, I don't think I would have had any idea.
I knew the character's name. I just figured that had to be the name.
No, I didn't. The prank calls didn't help.
Oh, yeah.
No, for me, it was...
I think of the Family Guy episode, that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
The crossover episode.
Fantastic. Yeah. He's
like, did I get it right?
That prank call was terrible. Yeah, I don't want to say it on the air. All right, who's got number two?
I do. All right, here we go.
Ooh.
In Roseanne...
Oh, yeah.
The Connor sisters, Roseanne and Jackie, serve up more than just drama at their favorite local spot where loose meat sandwiches were the star.
See? That's what I'm saying.
What was the name of their beloved eatery they co-owned?
Man, that's tough.
I mean, I'm learning as I read the question. That's how much I watch Roseanne.
Oh, I could see it in my head, but I have no idea. Yeah,
it was the setting for a lot of seasons, right?
Exactly.
I wish they'd ask what they served. Because that one I had.
Well, it says loose meat sandwiches. Yeah, I know. That's what they served, I guess. All right, I'll read it again because it's a mouthful. In Roseanne, the Connor sisters, Roseanne and Jackie, served up more than just drama at their favorite local spot where loose meat sandwiches were the star. What was the name of this beloved eatery that they co-owned?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
They co-owned?
I'll know it when I hear that part. I think it'll land.
Kelly, got any idea?
I just have a shot in the dark.
Okay.
I actually didn't think about the part where you said they co-owned, so I'm sticking with it because there's no chances right now.
I think we have the same answer then, probably.
I don't know.
All right, sorry, I had to write down something. Brian's writing.
Hold on. Go ahead. Give me a second.
I got you. We'll give you a beat. Yeah, I mean, I watched the show, a little bit, but I was never...
And by the time they got to the diner, I feel like it had jumped the shark for the most part.
Ah, gotcha. I didn't know that. All right, let's reveal. Kelly's got Pete's Deli, the old diner from Brian, Connor Diner from Andy, Lou's from Nick. I wrote down Connor's Place.
Jackie wasn't a Connor.
No, she was a Harris.
Yeah. So that's why I didn't go with that one.
Yeah,
what's Lou's? Obviously.
But no, I was thinking like they worked there or something. So I was like,
to be right.
But I didn't hear what he said. They co-owned. I was like, oh crap. But maybe they bought it from Lou. I don't know.
It was called the Lanford Lunchbox.
That's familiar. So close to.
I remember that. I say it
really. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah
doesn't
yeah.
even.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. yeah. I was trying to think of the name of the town. I was just gonna go with the town, the diner.
Oh,
other than smart.
I couldn't think of it.
Yeah. Was it Lanford?
Yeah,
Lanford.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I couldn't think of the. It would have been wrong.
They actually said Belleville.
I was just trying to think of the diner.
Belleville, Illinois.
The town. I mean, yeah.
Well, the idea of the loose meat sandwiches is based off a real-life chain restaurant called Made Right that Roseanne loved while growing up. In the mid-90s, Roseanne and Tom Arnold opened a restaurant inspired by the Lanford Lunchbox in Eldon, Iowa. However, it was largely unsuccessful and closed not long after opening.
So what is... I mean, we're just like... Unsloppy Joe's. It's just
loose meat. I think it's just chopped up meat that they put on a sandwich.
Meat. Loose meat, roast beef,
chicken,
but maybe more chopped up. I guess maybe I don't know. Yeah. I don't like my meat that loose. That's why I probably failed. People don't want their meat that loose.
No, you don't want
to tighten it up a little bit.
Yeah,
little
you don't want it running wild.
Especially in a
you like Philly cheesesteak?
I do, but that's just I know it's loose. I know. I do like a good Philly cheesesteak.
Me too.
Maybe theirs was too loose.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, what are we talking about?
It can happen.
Sandwiches.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Sandwiches.
Meat. Talking about meat.
So I'll talk about sandwiches.
All right, guys. I got question number three.
Word.
Good for you.
That's how this works. Tony Soprano didn't run his mob empire from an office. He did it from a strip club. What was it called?
Come on now.
It's Brian's layup.
Layup for Brian. I like it.
Tony Soprano didn't run his mob empire from an office. He did it from a strip club. What was it called? And I have no idea.
You done, Nick? You got that?
Yeah, I knew off the bat. I mean, I feel really good about it. I could be.
I feel good about our friendship right now.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm 100%. I'll be like, oh, that was the wrong show. That's my problem.
Oh, no.
You know,
wow.
That could happen. But I'm pretty sure about this. Scotty, you got it?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I thought you seemed confident right off the
bat. Oh, no, I just...
And Kelly?
Because, I have an answer down. I don't think it's having no confidence.
All right, B. Come on, baby.
Correctness of it.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
All right, guys, go ahead and reveal the question. Brian has the Bada Bing. Andy has Rick's. Nick has Bada Bing. Scott has Kitties. And I have Champagnes.
Champagne.
Champagne.
I'm very disappointed in all of you.
Yeah, man.
Well, why? Because I know strip clubs so well?
You know that Sopranos. I'm disappointed in the rest of them.
All right, I feel better now.
It's bada bing.
Bada bing.
This show was terrible.
What?
That's all right.
I was waiting to see how high his voice would
be. Just save it. Don't do it. Don't do it now, Brian.
I'll kick his ass later.
Yeah. Can't have you murdering somebody on air.
All right. The correct answer is the bada bing. Nothing says corporate headquarters like satin boots and a jukebox full of Sinatra.
Tell me.
The name Bada Bing actually comes from mob slang. It was famously used by James Caan in The Godfather. Yep. Bada Bing, Bada Boom.
Yep.
And became shorthand for mob efficiency. The real filming location was Satin Dolls in Lodi, New Jersey. It's still a fan pilgrimage spot with Sopranos tours stopping there regularly. Interestingly, none of the actual adult entertainment could be shown on HBO in the daytime reruns, so Bada Bing scenes were often trimmed or reshot.
During the day, really?
Yeah, I guess they had restrictions even on
back
pay
then.
Cable.
Not anymore.
Yeah, no. Apparently nobody's ever watched Skinamax.
Yeah, right. And now it's on Spike.
Right, yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Unedited.
Nice.
All right.
Well done.
Who's got four?
I got question number four. Let's do it.
All right. Bada bing.
Bada bing, bada boom.
All right. Neon lights, jukeboxes, and milkshake galore. What diner was the teen hotspot for Zach Kelly and the rest of the Bayside crew?
Goodness. We've had this one.
We've had this either at a trivia or on the and I it was on still this show. Don't know if I know it.
Yeah. It was on the show.
You and if you recall, I got a zero on that episode.
You did.
You got this one?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if you'd learned your lesson or not.
No.
Neon lights, jukeboxes, and milkshakes galore. What diner was the teen hotspot for Zach Kelly and the rest of the Bayside crew?
Yep. Oh, man. I hope I did. This side really
did it hit you?
I don't know. Okay. I think so.
I'm not going to write down because I don't remember.
You have no? Okay.
Okay. We ready?
And I feel like I don't have time because I'm the question holder. Let's reveal, boys.
Oh, we got all the time we world.
The Max. Max's. Kitties and Max's. I feel like Max's is the right answer.
It is not. It is
it's
Max.
The Max.
Is Max's count?
The answer is the Max.
Yeah. I don't know.
I say no.
Basically, their second homeroom, only with more burgers and fewer detentions. Max, the quirky magician owner, was written out after season two with no explanation. One day he was gone, but the teens kept the place running like nothing happened. The Max became so beloved that the full-scale pop-up recreation opened in Los Angeles and Chicago in the 2010s. Fans could actually sit in the booths and order Bayside-themed meals.
Oh, that's dope. That's cool. Can't believe that. Yeah. I feel bad.
Yeah. I crapped a bit on that one.
Dang it.
The Max. Did anybody get that correct?
Yeah. Andy did.
Andy had
still on the board.
Okay. There you go. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Don't like that. All right. Who's got number five?
That is Andrew.
All right.
Not happy.
Question numero 50. Peter Griffin and his pals, Quagmire, Joe, and Cleveland, don't hang at a bowling alley. They hang at this Quahog bar. What's the name? We need to agree on how strict we're going to be here, because there is a potential for a discrepancy.
Oh, God, I don't know.
You sound like Peter Griffin right there.
I don't know.
You mean in I know terms of getting the whole thing right?
Yes. Correct. I would say, I guess this is a bit of a hint, but there is a formal name and there is the nickname that they call it, or the shortened version, if you will.
Right.
So that's given a lot of info away.
Well, take them both. I say take them both.
Take them both.
Take them both. Okay. If you have that in mind.
I'd be all
right. But I don't care.
I'd be okay with both answers.
It don't matter to me. We can go by whatever the paper says. If you have that exact, you get it.
Okay.
You can do that. I'm fine with that.
We'll see. Everybody got their answer?
Got nothing.
Okay. Brian's got nothing. Mm. All right. Let's see the answers. We got the fuzzy clam from Scott, the clam from Nick, the clam from Kelly, the drunken clam from Andy, and Brian already told you he couldn't come up with it.
And I know they call it the clam, but
it is the drunken clam officially.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, do the clams get it?
Who had the drunken clam?
He had it. He had the exact first answer. I feel like he has to have it.
Yeah, I think it's one. Andy. Yeah.
There we go. I love it. Brian, like, man, you love this show, man. I'm surprised.
I don't watch it that much. I really don't.
Oh, you don't? Well, it's just in the clips mostly.
Mostly. Yeah. Yep. Won't really watch it.
The dominate.
I've never
reels.
Been anime. Anything cartoonish, don't really care for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get that. Kidding.
Just straight up. Yeah, don't. Okay. Yeah, doesn't do it for me.
There you go. Well, it's Quahog's one-stop shop for karaoke disasters and beer-fueled brawls. The guys are often seen drinking Pawtucket Patriot Ale, a spoof on Samuel Adams. The clam has been destroyed multiple times on the show, hurricanes, fires, and even Peter himself, yet it always comes back the next episode, good as new. The drunken clam, baby. Mm.
Good job, Andy.
I knew there was an adjective prior, but I couldn't come up with it.
No, I thought of that. I was like, but this, yeah.
I mean, I thought that before you started explaining.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Possible discrepancy. But
that's right.
Very good. Huh?
Okay. Well, that was five, right?
That was five.
Well, let's hear from our sponsors. All right. Well, after five, here's the score from worst to first. Kelly and Scotty have one.
Yay.
Brian and myself have two. Yay. And Andy, with the last two questions, jumps into the lead, man, with three.
Amanding.
I mean, going from worst to first, literally in those two questions. Good work.
Let's keep the
I should have four, but I'm an idiot.
All right.
All right. Who's got six?
Number six.
I have question number six. In Stars Hollow, it's the coffee-fueled hangout spot where Lorelai and Rory Gilmore basically lived. The grumpy owner wore flannel shirts and a backwards baseball cap more often than an apron. Mm. I have no idea what this is referenced to.
It's from, I won't say it. I don't know it, but I know the show because my girls love it.
I know what it is now. In Stars Hollow, it's the coffee-fueled hangout spot where Lorelai and Rory Gilmore basically lived. The grumpy owner wore flannel shirts and a backwards baseball cap more often than an apron.
Yep. I know every detail about that except the name of the dang place. I don't know.
Yep.
Throw a dart.
Yep.
Nick, do you know what show they're talking
about? I think I realized the show... Yeah. Not from the town, but when he said something, there was a name in there. I figured it's from that show, which I have never seen.
Yeah. Never seen one episode.
Way too many.
Really?
My daughters.
Oh, they love it.
I think it's considered like a really good show. I've never seen it.
It's a lot better than I thought it'd be, honestly.
Yeah. And it revamped here, too.
And the guy with the diner in one of your guys' favorite shows, I won't say that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wouldn't help me or hurt me.
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and reveal, boys. Scott has Starlights. Nick has Java Joe's. Andy has Luke's Diner.
Guy's name, I don't know.
Brian has Jack's. And I have the
That sounds good, actually.
Great. The coffee spot.
Yeah. Naturally. Coffee spot. Naturally.
So. That's the name, though. I don't think that's his name, though. I think.
The answer is Luke's Diner.
Shut up! Yeah.
So he's amazing. He's in Seinfeld. He's the one that's like, giving his credentials to Elaine.
Yeah,
I work out. Is she sponge-worthy?
Is he sponge-worthy? Yeah, like that guy. Okay.
He's the guy. Yeah, like, and I love it. Yeah,
Luke's Diner. Baby.
She's like, you can do something about the sideburns. He's like, yeah, I'll trim the sideburns.
Amazing
episode. Way to pull that one out of nowhere.
Yeah,
no, he watches the show.
I knew
all
it was
the time.
Luke, so I was like, "That's good guess."
I'll take it. Yeah.
Right. Gilmore Girl tattoo I see on your hand over there.
It's on the small of his back.
Yeah.
Me and Lorelai are tight.
Bullseye.
Yeah. A bullseye tramp stamp.
Coffee wasn't just a drink there; it was a Gilmore Girls survival strategy. Luke was originally supposed to be a woman named Daisy, but producers reworked the role and cast Scott Patterson. Fans loved him so much that Luke's became the heart of the show.
Scott Patterson.
Beautiful.
All right. I'm flying high.
You're running away with it now, Andrew.
Now it's
feeling it.
Four.
Time to get out of our misery here. Yeah. All right. I have question 7. That is what we're up to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Wow. Jack, Janet, and Chrissy's favorite pub was an iconic as their landlord's misunderstandings. 100%. What was this 70s hotspot called?
Done. You son of a...
I'm disappointed I don't know this, actually, but it's a good question.
Say it again.
You're going to know it as soon as I show it.
Yeah. Jack, Janet, and Chrissy's favorite pub was as iconic as their landlord's misunderstandings. What was this 70s hotspot called?
I have no idea. This is another show I've never watched.
I think I know the show, yeah. But I don't.
Yeah.
I got nothing on the spot.
I've seen a bunch of episodes.
Yeah.
Nick, shout out to your brother, Bob. I feel like he knows this one.
I guarantee he knows that one.
Are you a Terry or are you a Chrissy? I mean, you got to kind of. You know,
none of them. I don't know.
You don't get the reference.
No, I think I know the show, but I just don't. I've never seen it.
Yeah. The brunette one or the blonde one?
No. Yeah. The brunette was Janet, and she was there the whole time.
Oh, good.
But there was Chrissy early, and then she left. And Terry came in, the nurse.
The interchange of the blondes.
The blondes. Yeah.
All right.
Suzanne Summers or the other one?
The other one.
Yeah. I don't know it. All right.
Sing the jingle, but I won't. Go ahead.
All right, let's reveal, starting with Kelly with the juke joint. Brian abstained. We got the Regal Beagle from Andy.
Baby.
TGIF from Nick. I wrote Jazzy's down, and we already know the answer.
The Regal Beagle.
Andy has run away with this.
It is, of course, the Regal Beagle.
Andy is on fire.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
Smoking up.
This is one of the bigger runaways I think we've had on this show.
Yeah, it's interesting when the wife writes it. Runaway.
How about that?
Twice. Huh? This is twice now.
Twice now. Yeah, exactly. That's odd.
Well, let me tell you all about this. Three's Company, of course, is the show, right? If polyester pants could talk, they'd probably order around here. It was a cozy neighborhood bar with booths, wood paneling, and a little disco flavor. Though it wasn't based on a real place, the Regal Beagle became such a pop culture staple that later shows like King of the Hill parodied it in a tribute.
Yeah. And there's one, I mean, I think somewhat locally to us that is kind of a play on that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's in Alton or right outside of
Alton. That sounds right. Yeah. Something in the area.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well,
you never heard of Regal Beagle?
I mean, yeah, it has a ring to it.
I don't think there's one around here, though.
Okay. Yeah, I got number 8 here.
I just don't know the show. Well, I've never seen it. Okay. That's Three's Company, right?
Three's Company.
All right. Great. Now that's in my head all night.
Here we go. Yes, baby. You guys know this one. What Beverly Hills diner saw more drama than a hospital soap opera where Brandon slung burgers, Dylan brooded over milkshakes.
Give me your keys.
And Nat was somehow everyone's part-time therapist.
Well, that's where Andy locks in the W.
Is that it?
It will be if you get it right. I assume you will.
I got it right.
It doesn't matter.
You're locking in the W right here.
Yeah,
the only chance we had is if Brian or myself went three to get the next three and you didn't.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So we're looking for the Beverly Hills Diner. That saw more drama than a hospital soap opera where Brandon slung burgers, Dylan brooded over milkshakes, and Nat was somehow everyone's part-time therapist. Let's see the answers. We got the Peach Pit from Nick. Scotty did never watch this show.
Either.
And we got either. That's right. And the peach pit from both Kelly and Brian and Andy. The correct answer is the peach pit, baby. And the air gets sucked out.
I just sucked it right out. I mean, yeah, two episodes written by two wives and their two husbands. Yeah, it's are
amazing.
Winning.
It's amazing, isn't it, how that works out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look. It Why? Was basically Beverly Hills' version of Cheers, only with way more jean jackets and teenage drama. Half the breakups and makeups and meltdowns of the 90s happened right in those vinyl booths. The Peach Pit was filmed at a real Los Angeles diner for exterior shots, but the inside was a set. Later seasons even introduced the Peach Pit After Dark, a nightclub where real 90s acts like Christina Aguilera and the Goo Goo Dolls performed. I remember the show pretty vividly, but I must not have followed it that closely because, like, storylines and things like that don't trigger my memory.
Mm-mm,
not at all.
And I've heard that trivia and that answer several times at Trivia Nights. Just
still doesn't
don't
stick,
remember
huh?
it.
Don't
just
remember.
Doesn't stick.
Very good. All right, that was question number 8, Nicholas.
All right, worst to first. Scotty with 1, Kelly with 2, Brian and myself with 3. Andy, you have solidified yourself with 6.
I'm on a
6.
Roll, baby. All right.
Number 9.
Let's
I got
get
question
this crap
number 9.
Over with.
Okay.
Yeah, no one cares anymore.
Question number 9. Not sure how to pronounce this name, but let's go. Leslie Knope's love for these waffles was so extreme in one episode of Parks and Rec, she admits she's considered marrying them. What is the name of this Pawnee eatery?
Leslie Knope's.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great show, but I don't know the name.
I don't have a clue. Can. Don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. Take another dart throw. It worked once.
Yeah, I don't.
Anybody want me to read that again? Leslie Knope's love for these waffles was so extreme. In one episode of Parks and Rec, she admits she's considered marrying them. What is the name of this Pawnee eatery?
I don't have it.
Yeah, me neither.
Ah, well. I know the show well. I know the diner well.
Kelly's writing a small novel over there.
Yeah.
See, writing to entertain us all.
Let's have a reveal. I have no answer myself. We got the Pawnee Pancake House from Andy. Joe's from Nick, Flapjack's from Scotty, Roscoe's Waffle House from Kelly. I did not answer. The correct answer is,
I don't know,
JJ's Diner.
JJ's.
Nope, I got nothing.
I was trying to come up in my head a scene where they're like, we're going to JJ's or something, and I couldn't come
couldn't
up with
come
this.
Up with
yeah.
It. Yeah.
Leslie's Food Pyramid even has waffles as the foundation. The diner was filmed in a real Los Angeles restaurant. But the show turned JJ's Waffles into a legend. Amy Poehler joked she ate so many during the filming that she should have given her a syrup endorsement.
She ate so many that she should have got a syrup endorsement?
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
All right. Well, let's finish this stupid thing off already.
Yeah.
I have 10. Go out with a bang here.
Wrap it up.
Thanks a lot, Sarah. Can't wait for your next one, Brandy, to win.
Give me.
I like
All
it.
Right.
Give me.
Number 10. What New York coffee shop is where Jerry, George, Elaine, and Kramer debated double dipping, soup etiquette, and, well, nothing?
All right. Nick, you got this one at least?
I'm pretty sure I do.
All right, fine. Now, Brian, come on. I know you got this one, don't you?
It doesn't matter. I already lost. Oh, all right.
You play for the game.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For the love of the game.
Sure.
Petition.
Is that why you're still playing wiffle ball?
Oh,
that's right.
Knock it off. Bunch of jerks. All right, we're looking for the diner that they go to on Seinfeld already. All right, let's reveal. Sorry.
Yep.
We got mugs from Andy. I have mugs as well. Scotty has mugs. Kelly has the Soup Nazi Kitchen.
That's funny.
I like that too, actually.
Yeah.
Good reference. Is that where that is?
Soup Nazi. Okay. Number one seller at the Soup Nazi was the matzo ball soup, too.
Obviously.
Matzo balls.
All right. It is Monk's Cafe. We all had mugs, so we're all going to get one for mugs.
Sure.
Scotty, do you just want to talk about this or even read what Sarah said? You know?
I wonder if there's been any kind of pop-ups for that as well. That would be another popular.
Guaranteed. So. You know, guaranteed there is.
Redesign the set.
There is an episode where they go to the other.
Reggie's.
The other coffee shop.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
That would have been hard.
They would have set the counter and they couldn't talk to each other.
They may say this in the flavor test.
That's true. We don't know. Please read it to us.
They probably do.
Please read it.
All right. The coffee may have been lukewarm, but the conversations were piping hot. Really? Good. Okay. Exterior shots of Monk's are actually Tom's restaurant in Manhattan, which you can still visit today. Inside, though, pure Hollywood. The food was nothing to write home about. At one point, Jerry said his tuna sandwich tastes like a boiled sneaker. That's some good eating right there.
Make a good picture for it.
That's a good eating. Yeah. All right. Well, that's 10. Here's the scoreboard. Scotty and Kelly both had 2. Brian had 3. I had 4. And Andy, the spouse of the writer of this episode, shockingly ended up with 8.
With 8?
7. Sorry, 7.
Okay, 7, let's not give him any more points.
No credit? Come on.
7. No, he got 7.
Well done.
Yeah. No, it was a good job.
I mean, there was a 70s question. There's a modern, you know.
Yeah. I like the trivia.
No, it's actually a fantastic episode.
A lot of fun.
And all real talk, Sarah, great episode. Yeah. Just not a fan of yours because
just
he won.
Bitter. That's right.
You're just bitter.
Has nothing to do with you, Sarah.
Catching the shrapnel of my hatred of Andy right now. Yeah,
that's all. Bingo. That's nailed it.
It's a clever way to do TV trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, pop culture, but it's subtopic almost.
Yeah.
And I would say television fans, like we're going to have some fans that are going to go 10 out of 10.
I agree.
That's for sure.
Completely. Let us know, listeners, if you crush it. I agree. There was there was an outro in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
A pile of paper on the middle of the table.
You want me to go ahead and handle it? Do you guys want to read the tiebreaker? Because, you know, we're
Why not?
Use it again.
Let's play it.
That way Sarah has to do more work next time.
That's right.
Hang on.
Make her suffer.
Well, these are all mixed up now. Brian, wait.
Brian?
He threw all the envelopes over here.
My fault.
All right, that's tie. Okay, these are the tiebreaker.
I thought we had a winner.
Tiebreaker. We did. Yeah, Andy won.
There's an outro.
Yeah. But real quick, the tiebreaker was, how many girlfriends did Jerry have over the course of Seinfeld?
Wow. Well, I mean, at least one an episode.
No.
I don't know.
No, not that many. I don't go like 100 20.
Make it quick. 120. 120.
How many episodes are in Seinfeld?
181.
Total?
I think.
Total.
117.
117.
84.
84.
45. I looked at the answer, and the answer is 73.
Oh, less than half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
Was that the outro?
So, let me find that thing now. Again. Right.
Nick is a disaster with...
You're really good organizer.
Man, it's this one.
Have you ever led people?
It doesn't say outro.
He owned a business.
It looks like Sarah just wants to know something. She wants to know, if you can only hang out at one TV spot forever, but the jukebox only plays one theme song on repeat. So, TV theme song, the one that you could choose to only be able to listen to.
Sanford and Son.
Wait, you're not talking about the spot. You're just talking about the music?
Yeah, it says, but the jukebox only plays one theme song on repeat. So you're stuck at you're at your favorite spot, but what theme song is playing? And that's the only one that's going to play.
Oh, Sanford and Son. Absolutely. Luke Kelly. I thought you were talking about the spot. Yeah.
No.
I can hang out in the junkyard,
the music,
too.
Yeah, I'll just hang out. Yeah.
I was thinking Sopranos at first. I like that intro. That's
I do, too. It's great.
James Addiction?
Mm-hmm. But I guess I was thinking sitcoms.
No, you're thinking Entourage.
Not shows. I was thinking sitcoms.
Entourage is James Addiction.
That's thinking sitcoms. Yeah.
Well, just like TV show.
Yeah. I'd go Cheers. I think I got it.
That's a good
one. I've never gotten sick of singing.
Is that the best one?
Can I change my answer?
I think that's the best one.
Yeah.
No, I think the
who doesn't want to sing along with that?
You know? Sitcom intros, Sanford's on.
Is the Friends one the most popular of all time, though?
Ooh.
I mean,
it charted. Sure.
Yeah.
It charted.
Well, about Dukes of Hazzard, you know.
Just a good old boy.
Probably charted.
I might go Greatest American Hero. Greatest American Hero?
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. That charted.
Believe it or not.
That might have hit number one, actually.
That's a good one. Those are some good ones.
That is a really good one. And I love George's parody on his answering machine.
Tie that in.
Yeah.
Also, I love the show The Fall Guy, so...
I don't know that one off the top of my
head. Yeah, it's a song called The Unknown Stuntman.
Yeah. Yeah, the ones that have like real releases are going to have an advantage to some degree, right?
Sure.
Boy, Dukes of Hazzard is a strong one.
It's a good one, though.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right.
Yeah, good question.
All set, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
All set. Great episode, Sarah.
Who won that one again?
Don't know. We already erased the board. Oh, nobody cares.
It doesn't count anymore.
It's called moving on.
Oh, and the server's down, so Nick can't put the scores in either. So.
Yep.
No.
This episode never happened, and when it does air, people, it does not count.
All right. Well, thank you, Sarah, for
thank
writing.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Packaging, getting this something that we can have some fun with. And I, yeah, personally love the topic. I know they did too, of course. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and please leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brains sharp and your bellies laughing.
Dude, that is a fantastic shirt.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You can get one yourself. You didn't know this?
No, I didn't. Where do you get that?
We got a merch store. You can find the link on our website. We partnered with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned custom apparel shop, and they've created a whole store for us. Doc, didn't you use this for your daughter's soccer team?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they have no minimum order. So if I just need to buy a couple shirts, don't have to worry. It's not going to cost me anything extra.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Check them out yourself. You got a small business like we do or a sports program, you want some custom apparel, check out warriorlogowear.com, and they'll get you all hooked up.